In the course of his pontificate, Pope John Paul II always paid special attention to the general audience, imparting a weekly catechesis in English. So why not look back at some of our recordings from the special archives we have here at Vatican Radio and listen to what he has to say about Holy Week? What you're about to hear is Pope John Paul speaking in April of 1993.
Dear brothers and sisters, during Holy Week, all Christ's followers are invited to live once again the last days of Jesus, life, by taking part in the Church's solemn liturgical celebrations, which call to mind the central events of our Christian faith.
That was Pope John Paul there, focusing on the central events of our Christian faith, relived and celebrated during Holy Week. For Christians, it's the most important week of the entire year because we retrace the steps of our salvation. It all begins on Palm Sunday. And then is intensified on the final 3 days before the Easter celebration. Through liturgies rich with symbolism, we begin the commemoration or reenactment of what's at the heart of Christian faith.
Holy Thursday commemorates the institution of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. The liturgy of that day calls us to grow in devotion to the Eucharist, the sacrament of Christ's real presence among us and of our deep communion in his saving love.
A love so intense, so real, that it risked everything. So strong was Christ's love that he gave up his life for each one of us. That's why it's saving love. During Holy Week, Good Friday is the day we focus on that mystery.
Good Friday commemorates the sorrowful mystery of Christ's passion and death on the cross. And during the crucifixion, Jesus took upon himself all the tragedy of human history so that mankind might be redeemed by his suffering. From the cross, we learn to follow Christ on the road to glory by sharing in his sufferings.
But Christ's sufferings don't end in some type of tragic glory, however. His glory is one of victory over sin and death. And for each one of us, it's a victory that holds out a promise of eternal life. This is what we celebrate, finally, at Easter.
On Easter Sunday, the Lord rose again and appeared to his followers. The Church's celebration of this great mystery calls all Christians to acknowledge Christ in his divinity as the Son of God, and therefore to believe with certainty and trust in his words.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.